for today, mostly sunny and breezy. We'll see temperatures at 102. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, low of 70. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 15. As into Saturday, sunny skies with a high near 99. Saturday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low near 69. For Sunday, partly sunny, chance of storms, temperatures at 90. For Friday night, mostly clear, low near 77. And Saturday, slight chance of storms. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 78.
When you bring your vehicle to Voss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Voss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. The Kansas Democratic Party's new executive director is a lawyer who has worked on voting rights litigation. The party announced that Ethan Corson, a former U.S. Department of Commerce official, will take the party's top job beginning August 1st. He previously worked on voter protection litigation for former President Obama's second campaign in Wisconsin in 2012 and for the Kansas Democratic Party in 2014. Five employees of the Southeast Kansas Humane Society have resigned, saying budget constraints, lack of staff training, and job responsibility changes put the animals at risk. Three former employees told the Joplin Globe they could no longer advocate for the animals amid the shelter's conditions. One former employee said that routine medical tests often were not performed on animals. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Miss Macy's Super Saturday Sale with 50 to 75% savings store-wide. Plus, use your savings pass and take $10 off a $25 purchase till 2 p.m. today and tomorrow, 3 p.m. Sunday. Find sizzling specials every day. Shorts, capris, and sandals for her, $19.99. 14-karat gold chains, 65% off. And men's tees, buy one, get one free right now at Macy's. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply. Savings pass excludes specials.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Here's Pete, Tony, and the 2 for $4 croissant deal.
The other day, Pete and I go to Burger King for my croissant. You know, they're just 2 for $4.
Oh, it's my favorite. I'm like, what?
Yeah, so I got 2 croissant, and I get one of this guy.
I'm like, who are you?
I'm the guy that just paid for your breakfast.
That's my favorite guy.
You guys, the croissant deal is 2 for $4. Now made with 100% butter for a soft and flaky croissant. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for $4 only at Burger King. Price and participation vary.
A Hayes lifeguard is credited with pulling a 3-year-old from a pool and reviving the child. First responders were called Wednesday afternoon to the report of a child not breathing at the Hayes Aquatic Park. Hayes police say a lifeguard, Morgan Matthews, pulled the child from the water and started CPR. Matthews revived the child, who was lethargic when officers arrived on the scene. The child had been at the pool with a daycare provider. The child was released in good condition from Hayes Medical Center. The child is expected not to have any lasting injuries from the incident. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has issued a public health warning due to harmful toxic blue-green algae. Zones A and C of Milford Reservoir are under a warning for the blue-green algae, along with Marion County Lake and Wolf Pond in Barton County. The lakes under a warning are not closed, however, but activities that involve direct contact with the water, such as swimming and jet skiing, are strongly discouraged. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Two Omaha police officers involved in the death last month of a mentally ill man who had been shocked with a police stun gun a dozen times are no longer employed by the city. An attorney for the city confirmed yesterday that Scotty Payne and Ryan McClarity are no longer with the Omaha Police Department. The police chief had recommended last month that both Payne and McClarity be fired for their conduct involving 29-year-old Zachary Bear Heels. Drought conditions in some areas and weak grain prices are among factors weighing heavily on the rural economy in parts of 10 plains and western states. The overall rural Main Street Index for the region plummeted to 40.7 in July from June's index of 50. Any number under 50 indicates a shrinking economy. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
This is the Farm Service Agency Acting Administrator Chris Beyerhelm with an important message for farmers and ranchers. If you or someone you know is interested in serving on the local FSA County Committee, now is the time to submit that person's name as a nominee for the 2017 County Committee elections. From June 15th through August 1st, you can nominate yourself or a candidate of your choice for your local FSA County Committee. Almost anyone participating or cooperating in FSA's programs and of legal voting age can be nominated. County committees are made up of farmers and ranchers elected by other producers in their communities to guide the delivery of farm programs at the local level. Committee members play a critical role in the day-to-day operations of FSA. There's an increasing need for representation from underserved producers, so I especially encourage beginning farmers, women, and other minority farmers and ranchers to get involved. Download a nomination form from our website at fsa.usda.gov/elections, or pick one up at your local office. And remember, forms must be postmarked or delivered back to the county office by August 1st deadline. Voting takes place this fall. Make a difference in your county. Nominate and vote.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Brad Owen of Washington was appointed to the USD 108 Washington County School Board at their July 10th meeting to fill the unexpired term of Dr. Kenneth Johnson, who resigned after 10 years' service as he is moving from the district. At the meeting, Joe LeCure was reelected president and Rod Stewart vice president for the upcoming year. The board also accepted resignation of Calvin Welch as transportation director. Three business development groups have joined forces to make sure the Marysville, Marshall County downtown area stays strong. They will sponsor a tour of open buildings in Marysville Saturday, July 22nd from 10 to 1. Over time, four or five Marysville downtown businesses have closed their doors without a new owner taking over. In an effort to keep the business buildings filled, these will be showcased again Saturday from 10 to 1. For more information, contact the Marshall County Partnership for Growth at 207-7598. Marysville Chamber of Commerce and Marysville Main Street are also participating in the effort. Juanita Frogel, age 83, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. A celebration of life service is planned Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Berean Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Juanita Frogel. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today is Sloppy Joe, chips, cucumber and onion, and strawberry pretzel dessert. Monday's menu, Ritz chicken, rice pilaf, wheat bread, peas, and Hawaiian fruit salad. KNDY News time is 7:13.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you ready to rumble? Come to the Marysville Walmart parking lot Friday, July 21st for the Battle of the Tractors. 6 hours, three tractors, one community effort. KVC Health Systems brings you this thrilling event from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to make sure the kids in the foster care system have all the supplies they need for school this fall. So bring it on. Pencils, glue, pens, binders, paper, art supplies, and backpacks. There will even be a hot dog lunch for $4 so you can keep up strength in this epic Battle of the Tractors. It is on Friday, July 21st, 10 to 4, Walmart parking lot. Bring your biggest, baddest bag of school supplies and stuff those tractors.
Ashley is the number one furniture manufacturer, the number one selling furniture brand, and the number one Tempur-Pedic mattress retailer in all of North America. And all during July, you get free delivery and interest-free financing from Ashley Furniture Home Store in Beatrice. Plus, you get the lowest price guarantee on a huge selection of name brands like Benchcraft, Sealy, Samsung, LG, Maytag, Tempur-Pedic, and Ashley. Delivery free, interest free, and at the lowest price guaranteed from the only Ashley Direct store in eastern Nebraska, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, pretty much this whole week, we have been seeing very warm temperatures across the central parts of the plains, thanks to basically a dome of high pressure, keeping out all that cool air, keeping it to the north and bringing in all that warm air from the south. And it looks like as we head throughout the rest of the day, we're definitely still going to see those warm temperatures through tomorrow. But it does look like the good news is we're actually going to see a little bit of some relief as we head towards the end of the weekend and into the early parts of next week. We're also going to see a little bit of a chance for some showers and thunderstorms as we head into tomorrow and into tomorrow night, as we do have this low pressure system moving across the area. So looking at the forecast, we have an excessive heat warning that remains in effect. Sunny skies, high near 102. Heat values as high as 110. Tonight, clear, low 78. For tomorrow, sunny, slight chance of storms in the afternoon with a high near 98. Saturday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low near 71. And Sunday, mostly sunny.
Average high temperature late July 90. Record high on this day, 109 in 1934. The average low, 69. Record low is 52 in 1971. Sunset this evening, 8:44. Sunrise in the morning at 6:15. Sunny, 79 degrees. Winds out of the south around 5 miles an hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 21st of July. KNDY News Time is 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Oh, hello. Captain Blackstache here, commandeering your airwaves to tell you to set course for the Waterville Opera House this July 21st through the 23rd to see the hilarious Peter and the Star Catcher, presented by the Marysville Area Community Theater. Come along to Neverland and discover the story of how Peter became Pan. For more information, visit the Marysville Area Community Theater on Facebook at facebook.com/MarysvilleACT.
Ole Miss is looking for a new football coach. The Dodgers' winning streak is over and the Yankees and Blue Jays are winners. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. Ole Miss football coach Hugh Freeze resigned Thursday after a five-year tenure, including a Sugar Bowl victory. A school investigation revealed Freeze called an escort service. Mississippi Athletic Director Ross Bjork.
In our analysis, we discovered a pattern of conduct that is not consistent with our expectations as the leader of our football program.
There's also a wide-ranging NCAA investigation into rules violations, but Freeze's phone records ultimately ended the coach's tenure. The Dodgers' winning streak is over at 11 games.
Driven left field and deep toward the corner, chasing Taylor at the wall. It is gone!
On WCNN, Atlanta downs LA 6-3, and the Yankees pitching staff shuts down the Mariners.
Swung on and driven to deep right. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone! It's a Guardy party.
On WFAN, Yankees win 4-1. Justin Smoak continues his all-star season.
Pitch hit the left field deep, heading for the Green Monster. It's got a lot of arc to it. It's up, 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 and there she goes. A home run again for Justin Smoak.
On SN 590, Justin Smoak, two home runs, driving in three as Toronto downs Boston 8-6. Kansas City's offense lights up Detroit.
A swing, a blooper towards left, and that'll drop for a hit. Moss will score. Gordon to second base on the double. And the Royals lead it 8-0.
On KCSP, the Royals pound out 19 hits for the 16-4 win. Pittsburgh stays hot. The Pirates beat the Brewers 4-2. They're 6-1 since the All-Star break. Hendrick Motorsports announced that 24-year-old Alex Bowman will replace Dale Earnhardt Jr. when he retires at the end of the season. Bowman already has some experience driving the number 88 car. He started 10 races while Earnhardt Jr. recovered from a concussion last season. And the second round of the Open Championship is underway at Royal Birkdale in Northern England. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
Get ready for racing action again at the Washington Speedway. Saturday, July 22nd. Hot laps start at 7:30, racing at 8 with Outlaw, Non-Wing, MSL, Restrictor, and Junior Sprints classes. It all gets revved up Saturday, July 22nd at the Washington Speedway, where it's a blast to go this fast.
Take an important step toward your college education and register for a Summer Discovery Day at Southeast Community College. Learn about the different programs we offer, what types of financial aid are available, take a campus tour, and most importantly, how to pay for college. Visit us Tuesday, July 25th in Lincoln, Wednesday, August 2nd in Beatrice, and Friday, August 4th in Milford. For more information and to register, go to southeast.edu/discoverscc.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. An atypical case of bovine spongiform encephalopathy, or BSE, was found Tuesday in an 11-year-old cow in Alabama. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service says the animal never entered the slaughter process, was no danger to the food supply or human health. APHIS has determined that the cow was positive for atypical BSE, a kind typically found in a cow at least 8 years old. Now, it's different from the more well-known classic BSE that was found in the United Kingdom in the late 80s. The most common source of classical BSE, typically contaminated feed. Now, the cow showed signs of the disease when it was discovered via routine surveillance in a livestock market. Barry Carpenter, CEO of the North American Meat Institute, said the fact that the animal was found before it entered a processing plant should reassure Americans that the U.S. animal health surveillance system and safety protocols are working to protect the public's health. Well, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue met with his counterpart from Brazil this week to discuss the U.S. ban on fresh beef imports from Brazil. Perdue said the U.S. needs more progress seen from Brazil on those inspections before the ban would be lifted. The ban went into effect June 22nd as the U.S. said a high percentage of beef imports from Brazil did not pass safety checks. American inspections found abscesses on meat from Brazil, which Brazilian farmers claim were linked to foot and mouth disease vaccination. Back in March, Brazil meatpacking companies were hit with a scandal involving bribes paid to meat inspectors, which in turn halted Brazil's protein shipments to many of the largest markets in the world. Secretary Perdue said the Brazilian Ag Secretary pushed for a timeline to restore beef imports, but Perdue also said it would depend on progress made by Brazil. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Whatever insurance coverage you need, call the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance in Marysville. Prompt, competitive quotes for your motorcycle, boat, RV, or camper. Let us help you with your coverage options and determine what's right for you and your budget. Don't risk being uninsured when an accident happens. You'll find us downtown Marysville at 709 Broadway or a call away at 562-2393.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. It is agriculture. There is a lot of jockeying for position going on in Washington, D.C. over this summer as various interests try to make sure that their voices are heard in the formulation of a new farm bill. What the pork industry is asking for. After this,
the folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
So, what does the American pork industry want from the next farm bill? Here's David Herring, Vice President of the National Pork Producers Council.
The U.S. pork industry's top priority for the next farm bill is establishing a foot and mouth disease vaccine bank.
That's right, a vaccine bank.
If this country ever had an FMD outbreak, it not only could devastate my farm and the whole livestock industry, but the entire U.S. economy. An Iowa State University study estimated that an outbreak, which would immediately shut off our meat exports, would cost the U.S. pork, beef, corn, and soybean sectors $200 billion over 10 years.
And how do we make this happen?
We want the Farm Bill to direct USDA to contract for an offshore vendor-maintained vaccine bank that would have antigen concentrate to protect against the 23 most common FMD strains currently circulating in the world.
He says not only does there need to be enough vaccine on hand to attack an outbreak, but also the ability to ramp up quickly for more vaccine if needed.
A vendor-managed inventory of 10 million doses, which is the estimated need for the first 2 weeks of an outbreak, and an international vaccine manufacturer with the capacity to produce at least 40 million doses.
And David Herring of the Pork Producers Council says all of this is going to cost money.
An important element of combating FMD or any foreign animal disease is the ability to monitor and detect disease. That's why we need mandatory increased funding for the National Animal Health Laboratory Network.
At a separate House Ag Committee hearing, Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue seemed to be in favor of this plan.
When the mules are out the gate, it's too late to close the gate. So you don't get that opportunity after an outbreak has occurred. So I think you all are wise in considering a vaccine bank, whether it's foot and mouth disease, whether it's high path avian influenza.
Secretary Perdue reminded the members of the Ag Committee how the pork and poultry industries were devastated recently by the flu, and over a longer period of time, how the beef industry was devastated by BSE.
You know what happens whenever we have any of these outbreaks. You go back to BSE almost 15 years ago or longer. That's how long it's taken us to get beef back into some nations there.
And in fact, only recently has American prime rib been imported into China once again, keeping America's farm animals healthy. That's one of the goals of the new farm bill as it's being crafted in Washington, D.C. Back after this.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
.727 from KNDY. Sunny, 79 degrees already, and we'll top the century mark today with dangerous heat indices forecast. Be advised, the hot weather continues. We do see some moderation into the weekend. Highs only around the century mark on Saturday seem a bit more palatable, perhaps dropping to around 90 by Sunday into Monday. Scattered chances of thunderstorms increase into the weekend. 20% chance Saturday, 40% chance on Sunday, 60% chance Monday into Tuesday. Keep your fingers crossed.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Sonoris Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of 2017 Silverado 2500 model four-wheel drive crew cab pickups. They have several 1500 models in regular, double, and crew cab, and a 2017 Chevy Colorado extended cab 4x4 at the Notice Motor Company in Marysville.
Mid-America Network Sports. In Kansas City Royals news, Brandon Moss drove in four runs. Mike Moustakas had three RBIs, and the Kansas City Royals routed the error-prone Detroit Tigers 16-4 last night. Eric Hosmer and Whit Merrifield homered for the Royals, who moved within 1.5 games of first-place Cleveland in the AL Central. The 16 runs and 19 hits were season highs for Kansas City. Detroit committed three errors in the Royals' four-run first inning when only one run was earned. It was the most errors the Tigers have made in an inning since May 1, 2010. Michael Fulmer, the 2016 AL Rookie of the Year, threw 37 pitches in the first. The heat index was 107 when the game started. Fulmer, who had won his previous four starts, was removed after facing 18 batters. He retired only eight, and eight scored. It was the shortest outing of his career. I'm Stephanie Austin.
So, you say you like bingo. Well, how does this sound? Prairie Bend Casino has the friendliest bingo facility and features. You better be sitting for this. 400 seats with cell phone chargers, 200 handheld electronic bingo devices, in-house progressive jackpots, hot balls, and bonanzas, and play bingo from Planet Bingo with two large progressives, event tickets, pool tabs, lots of snacks, and bottled beer. Plus, we're connected to 15 other bingo facilities nationwide. Woo! So, how do you like bingo now? Check out new programs, pricing, and packages at prairieband.com/bingo. Minimum age to play is 18.
Con artists have many tricks for stealing your money, like sweepstakes scams and identity theft scams. The AARP Fraud Watch Network helps you spot and avoid scams. And our scam tracking map shows the latest scams in your area so you can protect yourself and your family. Visit AARP.org/fraudwatchmap to see what's being reported near you. And if you spot suspicious activity, tell us about it so we can warn others. Visit AARP.org/fraudwatchmap.
Mississippi football coach Hugh Freeze resigned yesterday after university officials found a pattern of personal misconduct that started with the school's investigation into a call to an escort service. Freeze's resignation brings a stunning end to a five-year tenure that saw a Sugar Bowl victory, but also a wide-ranging NCAA investigation into rules violations. His ultimate downfall came after school officials investigated his phone records and found the misconduct. In Major League Baseball, the New York Yankees beat the Seattle Mariners 4-1. The Padres beat the San Francisco Giants 5-2. The Atlanta Braves finally cooled off the sizzling Los Angeles Dodgers with a 6-3 victory that snapped their 11-game winning streak. The Toronto Blue Jays held on to beat the Red Sox 8-6. And the Pittsburgh Pirates completed a four-game sweep of the NL Central leading Milwaukee Brewers with a 4-2 victory. The Pirates have won 11 of 13 and moved within three games of the Brewers. Milwaukee has lost five straight. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Making household items do double duty is a smart way to stretch the monthly budget. We'll share some clever uses for coffee filters on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-9372. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-9372.